Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast, brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I'm Karen Scatzina, the TIPQC Infant Medical Director. We are excited to have Nicole Anderson from the Tennessee Department of Health Child Fatality Review Program Director join us today. She provides technical support to 34 local review teams across the state, facilitating state CFR team meetings and supporting data-driven prevention recommendations and initiatives. Her work involves collaboration with multi-sector partners across Tennessee and national partners, including the National Center for Fatality Review and Prevention and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nicole is passionate about maternal, infant, child, and family health and is dedicated to using data to target effective initiatives that improve outcomes and the overall well-being of children and families. She will be talking with us today about the Tennessee Infant Health Strategic Plan. Welcome, Nicole, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me today and for offering this opportunity for us to come and share some information about the work that we are doing to improve outcomes for infants in Tennessee. As you mentioned, my name is Nicole Anderson. I've been serving as the Child Fatality Review Program Director in the Injury Prevention and Detection section in the Division of Family Health and Wellness at the Tennessee Department of Health since July 2024. In this role, I've had the privilege of supporting the Child Fatality Review Program, through which local teams across Tennessee conduct in-depth reviews of all child deaths in the state, providing critical information into the circumstances surrounding these deaths that ultimately inform data prevention recommendations and initiatives. I joined this team after I earned my Master of Public Health from Vanderbilt University. While I was at Vanderbilt, I had the privilege of working with this team as an intern, where I was able to lead the development of the state's first fetal death data report. I am really passionate about supporting the health and well-being of families, and I'm so honored to serve Tennesseans in this capacity.
The Department of Health released the Tennessee Infant Health Strategic Plan, which reflects the state's commitment to ensuring that every infant in Tennessee has the healthiest start possible, laying the foundation for a lifetime of well-being. Could you tell us more about the plan? I know it spans from 2024 to 2028.
Of course. Thank you so much for asking. I am so excited to have the opportunity to share some more about this plan. This plan represents our commitment to reducing infant mortality and ensuring that every infant in Tennessee has the healthiest start possible. Our data shows us that in 2022, over half of all child deaths in Tennessee occurred before the child's first birthday. From 2017 to 2022, the Tennessee infant mortality rate, or number of infants who died for every 1,000 live births, was consistently higher than the national rate, with 6.6 deaths per 1,000 live births in Tennessee in 2022. The primary focus of this work is to bring that number down, increasing the number of children born in Tennessee that get to celebrate their first birthday and many more birthdays after. This plan is centered on evidence-based strategies and community-driven approaches with the focus on supporting the most vulnerable among us.
And how is this plan developed?
The development of this plan was guided by data, expert insight, and the needs of our communities. It truly was a team effort, informed by insights from healthcare providers, community organizations, and other partners to create a plan that is actionable and adaptable. I want to take a moment to thank our fantastic team at TDH in the Injury Prevention and Detection section, as well as the Infant Health Strategic Action Collaborative, formerly known as the Infant Health Advisory Group, who were instrumental in developing this plan and whose continued engagement will be critical for its implementation and ultimate impact.
So the goal of this plan is to provide a roadmap to improving infant health. How does it do that?
This plan highlights four key priorities for promoting infant health in Tennessee, including reducing infant mortality by implementing targeted interventions to decrease the rate of infant deaths through prevention, education, and community engagement, promoting safe sleep by expanding statewide efforts to ensure that every parent and caregiver understands and has the resources necessary to implement the ABCs of safe sleep, supporting maternal health by enhancing services and resources to ensure that all women receive the care and support they need before, during, and after pregnancy, and strengthening partnerships across sectors to ensure a coordinated and effective approach to infant health. To promote infant health in Tennessee and help us achieve these key priorities, this plan consists of seven data-driven strategies.
Can you tell us more about these seven key strategic areas?
Absolutely. These seven key strategic areas are data-driven and informed by the needs of the communities in the state. Each strategy is actionable and measurable, allowing us to track the impact of this work. Additionally, we wanted to ensure that this plan was adaptable, allowing us to adjust to challenges and changing landscapes while remaining committed to improving outcomes for Tennessee infants. Each of these seven key strategic areas also has several specific activities outlined. This will really help support focused and hopefully impactful work as we implement this plan. Further, towards the end of the plan, we also shared an action plan that outlines how specific entities can engage with the activities presented in the plan. This work is going to take teamwork across groups, and we are so excited to work with our partners to implement this plan. While this action plan lays out the roles specific entities can play in implementation, we really want to emphasize that all entities are encouraged to think creatively about how they might see themselves in this plan and how they can participate in promoting the health of infants in Tennessee.
Can we go through each of the seven key strategic areas, including goals and activities for each?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's start with the first strategic area, family planning.
The first strategy is highlighting the role of family planning in infant health. We aim to expand and promote the availability of family planning services and educational resources to raise the percentage of pregnancies considered intended from 54.7% in 2022 to 57% by 2028. Partners can help us achieve this goal by promoting family planning services, especially the convenience of the telehealth option available through local health departments in all rural counties in Tennessee, increasing awareness of TennCare and other insurance options for immediate postpartum long-acting reversible contraception placement, sharing information about optimal pregnancy spacing, promoting utilization of the positive youth development framework in adolescent pregnancy prevention interventions, and last but not least, by promoting annual well woman visits, which are so important for reducing the risk of unintended pregnancy and poor perinatal outcomes.
The second strategic area is prenatal care.
Yes, the second strategy centers the role of prenatal care in promoting infant health. A healthy pregnancy where both mom and baby can get the care that they need when they need it is so critical for promoting both infant and maternal health. In 2022, 71.4% of Tennessee women accessed prenatal care in the first trimester. The goal is to increase that percentage to 75% by enhancing awareness and accessibility of prenatal and pregnancy support services. This will be accomplished by increasing provider and community awareness of the presumptive eligibility program, while also expanding the number of TDH-supported physical locations where pregnant women can enroll in the benefit, and strengthening education and outreach efforts during the first trimester of pregnancy in an effort to increase early enrollment in TennCare or Cover Kids. Beyond these initiatives, TDH's Community Health Access and Navigation in Tennessee, or CHANT, program will also implement a quality improvement project to improve the initiation and completion rates of the prenatal pathway. TDH will lead targeted campaigns to increase awareness among women of reproductive age and their families about the importance of early prenatal care and optimal pregnancy spacing. And along those same lines, increasing public awareness and utilization of pregnancy support services offered by health departments and community-based organizations such as WIC, Care Coordination, Breast and Cervical Cancer Services, and Family Planning.
What can you share about the third strategic area?
The third strategy is our most broad strategy, and it encompasses supporting birth outcomes and infant health through thoughtfully developed and implemented initiatives to enhance infrastructure. The goal is to strengthen the statewide public health infrastructure to improve birth outcomes and promote infant health. TDH will ensure continuity of high-quality statewide newborn screening and birth defect surveillance, provide timely follow-up for metabolic disorders, hearing issues, and critical congenital heart disease, and connect families with positive screens to appropriate information, services, and referrals. TDH will fund regional perinatal centers to sustain regionalized high-risk care, provider education, 24/7 consultation, transport coordination, and neonatal follow-up clinics for high-risk pregnant women and infants. Establishing and supporting a network of providers delivering comprehensive perinatal telehealth services covering routine and high-risk obstetric care, maternal mental health support, and treatment for substance use disorders will also play an important role in improving birth outcomes and supporting new families. TDH will also seek out opportunities to improve support made available to Tennessee's 19,000 EMS professionals through the provisions of neonatal resuscitation program training and updating emergency vehicle equipment standards to include items necessary for caring for very low birth weight babies. There will also be concerted efforts to educate social workers and care coordinators at all birthing facilities and children's hospitals about CHANT and the process for making automatic referrals. Much of our work is understandably focused on birthing facilities, but the importance of providing educational opportunities for staff at non-birthing facilities will also be a priority. Perinatal regionalization program facilitates the state system for inter-hospital transfer for high-risk maternity patients. The goal is to ensure 90% of high-risk infants are delivered at hospitals meeting their specific needs. Further, patients should be educated about hospitals that offer specialized OB care to support informed care decisions among patients. Recognizing the role that technology and campaigns play in connecting expectant mothers with valuable resources, TDH will maintain its partnership with Healthy Birthday, Inc., which launched in 2024, to establish a statewide Count the Kicks campaign, providing healthcare providers and expectant parents with educational materials and supportive tools to encourage fetal movement tracking during the third trimester. TDH will also develop a new pregnancy section within the MyTN app to connect expectant families with valuable resources and information. TDH also plans to develop a PSA or social media campaign to raise awareness of the CHANT program among community partners and providers, with the goal of increasing enrollment among high-risk pregnant women and infants. There's also an opportunity for partners to join us in raising awareness about maternal health benefits and supports available through the Tennessee Department of Health and TennCare. Since data informs all the work that we do, it's important to have complete and accurate data. TDH will identify opportunities to support hospital staff awareness of the importance of preparing accurate and complete birth certificate forms. During this timeframe, TDH will also partner with birthing facilities statewide to re-implement the CDC Levels of Care Assessment Tool, commonly referred to as LOCATE, which offers states a standardized approach to assessing facility levels of maternal and neonatal care. Lastly, we can't talk about infant health without considering safe infant travel. TDH will continue to partner with community organizations across the state to expand education and car seat access for families in need through the Child Safety Fund.
The fourth strategic area is safe sleep. Can you share some more about that?
In Tennessee, about a quarter of all infant deaths are sleep-related. The American Academy of Pediatrics' safe sleep recommendations play an important role in preventing these deaths. And the ABCs of safe sleep provide a simple way to remember the core message: babies should sleep alone, on their back, and in a safe crib. We acknowledge that there are many challenges with awareness and education and implementation of the ABCs of safe sleep, while still striving to decrease the sleep-related infant mortality rate. In 2022, the sleep-related infant mortality rate in Tennessee was 1.7 deaths per 1,000 live births. The goal is to promote a safer start for newborns by achieving a rate of 1.5 or fewer sleep-related deaths per 1,000 live births by 2028. To do this, the Department of Health will convene and expand its Safe Sleep Collaborative, focusing recruitment efforts on organizations that serve communities with the highest rates of sleep-related infant deaths. Within the collaborative, a community of practice will be established to identify, share, and replicate strategies from regions demonstrating sustained improvements across the state. Collaboration with hospitals across the state is also key for this work. Through this plan, we'll be aiming to increase the number of Tennessee birthing hospitals, achieving at least bronze level certification from the Cribs for Kids National Safe Sleep Hospital Certification Program. Additionally, TDH is exploring the feasibility of implementing a notification system to share reports with birthing hospitals, detailing aggregate data on regional sleep-related infant deaths to inform prevention and quality improvement efforts within the hospital setting. Getting resources and education to families is also critical for these efforts. TDH will distribute materials to parents promoting the ABCs of safe sleep through key touchpoints, including chants, evidence-based home visiting, and the MyTN app Welcome Baby platform. There are also plans to utilize geographic and demographic risk assessments to guide prioritization and development of new high-impact initiatives. And lastly, as I mentioned at the start, awareness and practice of the ABCs of safe sleep is critical. Therefore, we really want to emphasize the promotion of the ABCs through PSAs, social media, and the distribution of portable cribs and educational materials, particularly in those higher risk communities.
What role does preterm birth play in this plan?
A leading cause of infant mortality in Tennessee is preterm birth. Any infant born earlier than 37 weeks gestation is considered preterm and is at higher risk for adverse outcomes, including death. In 2022, 11% of Tennessee babies were born preterm. Our goal is to implement comprehensive and collaborative approaches to achieve a rate of preterm births at or below 10.5% by 2028. This work requires collective efforts to increase awareness of the critical role of preconception, interconception, and prenatal care, particularly in managing obesity, chronic conditions, and smoking. This will include development of content for providers and patients to promote universal preconception care in primary care, emphasizing its integration into disease management education. The plan also identifies the need to increase clinician and community education on the rising incidence of congenital syphilis. Fortunately, in Tennessee, Governor Lee signed Senate Bill 1283, which took effect July 1st, 2025. And increased the frequency of screening for syphilis during pregnancy. Under this law, pregnant women are required to be screened at their first prenatal visit between 28 and 32 weeks of gestation, and again at the time of delivery. The plan also emphasizes the integration of mental health treatment, including perinatal mood disorder and substance use disorder treatment, within prenatal settings. Lastly, recognizing the role of smoking in increasing the risk of preterm birth, increasing visibility of TDH's Growing Inside Free of Tobacco and Smoking for Gifts program will be instrumental in expanding enrollment and supporting more moms along their quit journey.
Breastfeeding is also highlighted as a key strategic area. Can you please discuss that?
Absolutely. This plan also highlights the role that breastfeeding can have in improving infant outcomes and decreasing mortality rates. The goal is to increase Tennessee's breastfeeding initiation rate to 89% of births by 2028. Activities that have been identified to support this strategy include promoting the benefits of breastfeeding to healthcare providers through educational materials and enhancing outreach to mothers and their support networks. Supporting moms who want to breastfeed is a collective effort. By working together, state agencies, health healthcare providers, and community organizations will help raise awareness about lactation support resources, such as the Tennessee Breastfeeding Hotline. And in addition to the Breastfeeding Hotline, we're hopeful there will be an opportunity to offer new moms in Tennessee expert lactation consultation support directly from their phones through the Pacify app. Breastfeeding can be hard, and every family's experience is different. That's why this plan also addresses the importance of building a person-centered breastfeeding culture and making it easier for families in all communities to have a successful breastfeeding experience. Lastly, the plan encourages partners to discuss breastfeeding in a broader way as a strategy that supports food security, strengthens emergency preparedness, and contributes to reducing infant mortality.
Lastly, the report highlights smoking as a key strategic area. Can you share some more about that?
The seventh and final key strategic area is really acknowledging the fact that smoking during pregnancy can lead to several adverse outcomes for both mom and baby. Smoking cessation recommendations are critical for promoting infant health. As of 2022, 92.7% of Tennessee women reported abstinence from cigarette smoking during pregnancy, which is an increase from 87.8% in 2018. The goal is to increase the proportion of women who report abstinence from cigarette smoking during pregnancy to 95.7% by 2028. Increasing enrollment in the Growing Inside Free of Tobacco and Smoking, also known as GIFS, Pregnancy Smoking Cessation Program, will support this goal, as will increasing the awareness and utilization of the Tennessee Quit Line through targeted outreach to households with pregnant women or infants in their home. Beyond GIFS and the Tennessee Quit Line, enrolling pregnant women in TennCare and CHIP is another key way to support smoking cessation during pregnancy. And along those same lines, coordinating with TennCare and CHIP is also important to ensure providers are aware of covered cessation services. Lastly, while the strategy focuses on cigarette smoking, we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the role of vaping, particularly among adolescents. To achieve lasting impact means thinking upstream and supporting prevention strategies that reduce the appeal of smoking and vaping and prevent initiation among adolescents.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Thank you again so much to you, Dr. Scitsina, for having me, and to both you and TIPQC for the opportunity to share this plan with more people. If you're listening and interested, I encourage you to check the TDH website for this plan, as well as other relevant resources and information. I also just want to emphasize again that this work has required and will continue to require teamwork and collaboration. We're so grateful to all of our partners for their collaboration in this work. So thank you again to the TDH staff that supported this work, as well as the Tennessee Infant Health Strategic Action Collaborative, families, state teams, local teams, healthcare workers and organizations, community organizations, and more for their steadfast commitment to promoting the health of Tennessee's infants. Sometimes when we talk about data or big programmatic ideas, it can be easy to only focus on that. But I want to be sure to really bring it back to who we are serving as we wrap up. These are real children and real families, and unfortunately, far too often, real tragedies. We need to all work together to improve infant outcomes for families, communities, and the future of Tennessee. And together, we can help ensure that more babies born in Tennessee get to celebrate their first birthday and many more beyond that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.